Alrighty, just to give everyone a heads up, this show is going to delve into the history, that horrible history that is, of Hollywood, plus serial killers, true crime, and more sadistic stories of history. I've enjoyed the macabre side of Hollywood for over 16 years now, and constantly read, memorize, and enjoy the weird but odd and sometimes wacky side of America's sexiest city. Of course, this show is called Jimmy Falcon's True Crime Podcast. This is episode 1. We're going to delve into the death of Virginia Rappe and the murder of the career of Fatty Arbuckle. Born in Chicago to an unwed mother who died when poor Virginia was only 11, she was raised by her grandmother and at age 14 began working as an art and commercial model. In 1916, at age 21, Virginia moved to San Francisco to pursue a career as an artist model when she met dress designer Robert Moskowitz, to whom she later became engaged. However, shortly after their engagement, he was killed in a horrible streetcar accident. Then Rappe moved to Los Angeles. In the beginning of 1917, she was hired by director Fred Balshofer and was given a huge role in the film Paradise Garden, opposite early popular screen star Harold Lockwood. She also co-starred against then newcomer and future icon Rudolph Valentino. This film was not released until 1920 and again released in 1922 to capitalize on her death, titled The Isle of Love. In 1919, Virginia began dating director-producer Henry Lehrman. The two soon became engaged and began living together, although in the U.S. Census of 1920, sadly, she was only listed as a boarder in his Los Angeles home. Can't be very good. She appeared in at least 4 of his films: Lehrman, His Musical Sneeze, A Twilight Baby, Punch of the Irish, and A Game Lady. But unfortunately, since many of his films are considered lost, her exact number of roles performed for him cannot be determined. Following her death, false rumors arose supposedly to defile her character, that she had birthed a child in Chicago in 1918 and that her child was then given up for adoption. Those rumors were proven false after her autopsy. What led to poor Virginia Rappe's unfortunate and painful death has been talked about for nearly 100 years, and a scandal in court cases that followed ended another life, or career that is, of Roscoe Fatty Arbuckle. Labor Day 1921 was like a normal day. Rappe attended a party held in the suite of a former co-star Fatty Arbuckle at the St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco, California. Allegedly suffering a horrid trauma, dying 4 days later on September 9th. She had a ruptured bladder, secondary peritonitis was the case, interred at Hollywood Forever Cemetery. So basically there was a big scream. While everyone was partying, people ran back to the room and found her in horrible pain, bending over and clutching her stomach and just kind of withering out in horrible pain and torment. The exact events of the party are unclear to this day. That's kind of just a rumor and innuendo. Of course, there was lots of lying witnesses, but it seemed as though Fatty Arbuckle had attempted to sexually assault or rape Rappe with a number of things, according to whomever you ask. It had been a Coke bottle, champagne bottle, etc. After 3 long and painful trials, Arbuckle was formally cleared of all charges. Unlike many trials of the time and since, the jury of the 3rd trial issued a formal apology saying, quote, "We feel that a great injustice has been done to poor Fatty. There was not the slightest proof adduced to connect him in any way with the commission of a crime. Sadly, his reputation and career were tarnished because of this scandal." In the end, it seems Rappe may have been the one who undone her own life. Witnesses at the trial who were credible said she suffered from cystitis, a condition which could have been worsened by the consumption of alcohol, which in the 1920s was nowhere near the levels of safeness it is today. Bacteria was running wild, disease was running wild, and you never knew who exactly was making the alcohol. So she was said to be drinking quite a bit that night. Witnesses also testified she suffered from some sort of venereal disease, but there were allegations that her death was of her own more than any kind of assault. That's kind of the gist of it. Fatty Arbuckle did do a couple more films. I remember he did have a pseudonym. I can't think of the name now. He did go under a different name because it was just it was too much on his poor career to get anything of real substance. He was fired from Keystone Pictures. And, you know, this happened in 1921. And he passed away in 1933 in his early 40s. So, poor Fatty did not, never came back from this scandal. It's really unfortunate. And I feel really bad for Virginia Rappe. I mean, you watch documentaries and biographies. People ran this poor girl through the dirt in these interviews, saying she was a prostitute, saying she was just a basic lot whore, that she just slept with anybody and everybody. And basically, like I said, that her own death, her own undoing, was what caused her death. And it's really unfortunate that she was so young, just in her mid-20s. It's really sad. The two lives were ended over a scandal where there was really no justifying Roscoe Arbuckle going to court, and there was no need for Virginia Rappe to pass away. But I'm Jimmy Falcon. I'll see you next time we delve into the sad, sadistic, and weird, only on Ian's True Crime Podcast.